Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That magical time of year, Legoland's got the Christmas vibe going. We're so stoked to say good morning to Christina.
Yay, Christina! Good morning! Thank you for having me.
I wish you worked here. I really do. You're so nice and kind and bright. When you walk in, you always have treats. You always have a look at your sweater. Your sweater screams, it screams Legoland, frankly, but like fun and Christmas and, right? And Christina. It's just, you're bouncing off the walls today.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm very excited. This is my first time wearing, this is our new Legoland California holiday sweater in honor of Dino Valley, our new land that opened this year.
Which is awesome.
There's dinosaurs on it.
Who would have thought that dinosaurs belonged on a Christmas sweater? But they do.
They do. And you know what? In Dino Valley, we have Lego T-Rex Guy, the character you can meet and greet. And uh-huh. He is wearing this holiday sweater during the holiday season.
Okay, that's
very
too cute.
Nice.
That's so cute. I love it.
Producer Jessica, you've been to Dino Valley. Oh. You can't stop raving about it.
Let me tell you about my son, Walt, and Legoland. He is a giant Legoland fan. We love going there. As a lot of you guys know, my son is autistic. And for kids on the spectrum, it is such a great place. There's sure. So many quiet areas where they can just relax, reset. We love going to play with the Legos. He's a big Lego fan. So it's just a perfect place for him to be. He can be who he wants to be, and there's plenty of places to play, and there's just so much to do, and it's so perfect for kids on the spectrum. I can't recommend it enough.
Combine that with Jessica's love of the holidays. This is your heaven, isn't it?
It really is.
And Legoland California, I appreciate you saying that, because we're actually a certified autism center. Mm-hmm. And so with that, we ensure that awesome is for everyone. And even at Lego Ferrari Build and Race, for example, there's certain hours that you can visit where it's low sensory, low sound, low lighting. And we take that account to all of our attractions to make sure that everyone feels welcomed.
It just gives me hope for the future with my kids. So
yeah,
thank
fabulous.
You guys for that.
Oh, that's so special. We have a future model citizen.
There you go. You know, you guys think of everything, and every kind of kid has something at Legoland that they can be obsessed with. If it's just dinosaurs, or if it's just this, or if it's mini land, you have it covered, and there isn't a kid around who wouldn't find a spot at Legoland that they felt they belonged in. So I think that's fabulous.
I love that. And I would totally agree. We are geared for families with children between the ages of 2 and 12. So if you are a family that has a kid within that age, this is where you want to be.
Christina, let's address that one Scrooge listening right now, why they should go to Legoland during their holiday celebration.
You cannot walk into Legoland California during the holiday season without being in awe of what our master model builders do during this holiday season. We have a 360,000 Lego and Duplo brick Christmas tree. So even if you're feeling a little down during the holidays, when you walk in, there's no way you cannot just have your jaw drop at seeing the massive Lego models that we have to inspire you during the season.
Can I ask a stupid question? It Absolutely. Might be something you can't even answer. I guess we're going to find out. Do the master builders put these decorations together every year, or is there a giant place where they're all just stored so they don't have to do it?
It's a very valid question.
And just like when you purchase a Lego set at the store and it comes with a manual, the master model builders at Legoland California have a manual, and every year it breaks down and you rebuild it.
Okay.
Now, with the model models, like our over 360,000 Lego brick Christmas tree.
Yes.
That one breaks down into sections. We have two new characters this holiday season, Lego Elf Ivy and Lego Elf Frode.
Okay.
And they're joining Lego Santa this holiday season to spread the joy and excitement. And we also have a new North Pole where you can actually write a letter to Santa and the elves eagerly send it off to the North Pole. You can actually learn how to become an elf yourself with our Elf Training Academy. So we are having what we call an elf extravaganza. At Legoland California this year, you cannot miss as our elves light up the sky with our fireworks celebration during the holidays, Saturdays in December, and then December 21st through 30th. And then, of course, we have Kids New Year's Eve, which is the ultimate way to ring in the new year as a family, because sure, you're still not missing bedtime, but getting the fireworks experience as right. well. So all that takes place during the holidays. Holidays at Legoland runs through January 5th, and we have tons of shows and dance parties and lots of family fun. So it's the place you want to be if you are a family with kids between the ages of 2 and 12.
All right, Christina, happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Legoland, California. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Depending on where you live today, you either don't have to go to school, can't go play blackjack, or are just dealing with a ton of wind as the Santa Anas are kicking into high today.
Yeah, the red flag warning is impacting most of San Diego County, and a few schools had to close because of power shutoffs. Julian Elementary, Julian High, Hamul del Zura Union, Mountain Empire, Spencer Valley, Warner Unified, and Ramona Unified school districts have canceled classes for today. Also, there's a small fire in Ramona. They have stopped the forward progress on that. It's only a couple of acres. A little north to us in Malibu, Pepperdine University, there's a big fire right by them. I think it's almost at 2,000 acres, causing some problems. I mean, it's a big deal. But also, Harrah's Resort is closed today.
Cam and I were talking off air, wondering just what it costs a casino to shut down operations for a day. That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, it totally is. Wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. I know overnight, overnight for most people, but I was up just after 3 and I thought I had some raccoons on the back deck because I heard all these things moving around and it was the wind blowing stuff around.
Rest assured, 3 o'clock in the morning is the middle of the night for most normal people, Tammy. Not us maniacs. No one understands that here at work, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are you get out of here at noon and say, hey, bro.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
Yeah, there's quite a few outages right now that are planned because of the winds. So if you go to sdge.com and just search their outage map, you can see where yours is, if it's affecting you, and how long it's expected to last.
All right. Okay. Well, as my father used to say, kids who aren't in school, do something productive with your day off.
Okay.
Man, I used to hate when he'd say that, too.
Yes,
I can't have one day, Dad. I'm a kid. Stay productive for when you're an adult.
Yes.
833-287-1037. We'd love to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Keith Urban. Keith Urban is coming to play L.A. He's doing a massive world tour in 2025. L.A. is on it. You'll be there this summer just by playing Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and maybe even winning $100. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. The Mega Millions lottery total is up to $619 million jackpot, which of course means I'm starting to get interested in buying a ticket
right
now.
A lot of people only play it when it's this big. I'm kind of that way when it comes to those games. I wait until it's a large amount so I can share. But we found out something interesting. Producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry, was a big lottery player, but then we found out she quit playing. So we have to talk to her about
it. I mean, I look for any reason to talk to producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry. Sherry, what's this madness we're hearing about you stopping playing the lottery?
You know, does she not stop talking about me at work? I mean, really?
She doesn't stop talking at work.
Okay, well.
Oh, okay.
No. Wow. Okay. So, obviously. Hey,
there's a reason Sherry's laughing.
Yes. So, obviously, you're referring to your daughter-in-law, producer Jessica.
I am my favorite daughter-in-law.
So, you're very sweet. Here's the thing, Sherry. I don't play Powerball or Mega Millions unless it gets to be a really high number. And Mega Millions is over $600 million for tonight's drawing. And producer Jessica was telling us that now that they're going to change the whole Mega Millions thing starting next year, you stop playing the lotto.
Oh, gosh. You know, I feel I'm psychic. So I've played my favorite numbers. I've played other numbers. I've shut my eyes while I'm filling out the form in the liquor store and messed up forms because I don't get in the right groove. I've tried every mechanism for winning. I only want like $1.3 million, you know?
So you think you're a psychic and you haven't won anything.
Yeah,
so are you thinking maybe you're not a psychic?
I'm so hoping this it'll come through. Anyway, I just gave up because nothing seems to come from it. And also the people that win, many of them, everything changes in their life, not for the better. That kind of money doesn't bring you happiness.
Sherry's been giving this a lot of thought, Tammy.
Yes, she has. There are people who have won the lottery and their life has gone down the tubes, which I'm a big advocate of. When it's a big jackpot, those people should be able to remain anonymous because a lot of times it comes from the outside, right? And I don't think that that's fair, especially because some states allow it and some don't. That seems wrong to me.
How about the fact that you've glossed over the number one thing? How much money have you both wasted on lotteries that you didn't win? How about that?
You've never asked me how much I've won. I mean, I've won over, I would say, my years of winning. I've probably won a couple of $1,000s. But I understand what you're saying, Sherry. Do you want to pass on your favorite numbers to me?
So then you'll remain anonymous after winning?
Something tells me that you wouldn't do that.
No, I'm intrigued. And then I see it on the board as I'm driving by the... Because the liquor store is right next to a grooming shop I go to, and they announced $72 million. And I think, is that my lucky number? And then I'll get out of the car, and I made myself get back in. I don't know. The scratch-off may work. Have you tried the scratch-off? Is that where you won from?
Yes, I have. As for odds, it depends on which ones you buy. They're better than a Powerball or a Mega Million, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But listen, Sherry, I feel like I'm talking her back into it. She told me it was dangerous.
I saw this program on TV, and this woman was in the witness protection program. And her husband won the lottery. And they shot a picture of the family, and they found out where she was.
Sherry?
Husband should have been playing the lottery if they're in witness protection.
I mean, you'd think you'd be a little bit more undercover than that, right? I mean, Sherry, now this is supposed to be an interesting question, though, Sherry. Are you currently or planning on being in witness protection?
I'll let you know, John. You'll be the first to know.
That kind of ruins the whole witness protection thing, though, Sherry.
We're doing our best to protect her, but she's not cooperating.
And no offense, but I totally hear John going, did you hear that Sherry's in witness protection? She changed her name to so-and-so.
Don't tell anybody.
Sherry, give me your numbers.
I'm not giving you my numbers. No.
So you're not. See? So you haven't stopped playing the lotto.
I knew it.
Oh. No.
Because you're worried if I use them, that'll be the time they come in.
That'll be the time they come up.
Well, your psychic prediction, give them to me. I'll play it, and then we'll share.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Think the numbers. Tammy will pick up on your vibes. Let's see what this does.
Oh, goodness. Sherry, good luck. And if you ever do decide to give me those numbers, I'll gladly take them and then I'll play on your behalf.
Oh, I told you I'd call you back.
Judging by that cackle, Tammy, I'm guessing you're not going to be getting a phone call from Sherry.
I don't think I will. I'd like her phone number, but she's gone.
Well, good luck. $619 million could be yours. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's talk to Robin, who's in El Cajon. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Robin, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye-bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Robin, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Mate Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Robin, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Absolutely.
33 years ago this week, Hook, a film sequel, debuted starring Dustin Hoffman, the late Robin Williams, and Julia Roberts. Which film was Hook a sequel for?
Peter Pan.
Golden Globe nominations came out yesterday, and the TV show The Bear got 5 of them.
The Bear stars Jeremy Allen White as Carmen, a talented fine dining chef who returns home to run his family's Italian beef restaurant. In what city does The Bear take place?
Oh, I have no idea. St. Louis? I don't know.
Let's play the high-low game. Taylor Swift played her final show of the Eras Tour in Vancouver two nights ago, a tour that ran 127 shows. Is that too high or too low?
Oh, that's too low.
There's a new Lindsay Lohan holiday movie on Netflix, but she's best known for her role in Mean Girls. What do the Mean Girls cast sing at the Christmas talent show? Jingle Bells, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or Jingle Bell Rock?
Santa Claus Coming to Town.
And finally, a bûche de Noël is a typical Christmas dessert in Western Europe that also has what name?
I don't know.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Robin, what's your day looking like today?
Well, I'm a Lakeside school bus driver, so I just rolled up to work, and I'm in the car still.
All right. Okay, well, drive safely today. It's very windy, as I'm sure you're aware of. Thanks for getting our kids to school safe.
Thanks.
Robin did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
33 years ago this week, Hook, a film sequel, debuted starring Dustin Hoffman, the late Robin Williams, and Julia Roberts. Which film was Hook a sequel for?
Peter Pan.
Right. Robin knew that. 1-1. Golden Globe nominations came out yesterday, and the TV show The Bear got 5 nominations. The Bear stars Jeremy Allen White as Carmen, a talented fine dining chef who returns home to help run his family's Italian beef shop. In what city does The Bear take place?
Chicago.
And when you say Italian beef, Robin, there can only be one city, and that would be Chicago. Robin went with St. Louis. If I brought up some ribs, perhaps that would be. But either way, it's 2-1, Tammy. By the way, did I tell you I drove by the exact beef stand that's the set of The Bear?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's called Mr. Beef. I got half of it through the back of a window of the Yukon we were in. I'll show it to you. Not the best picture, but trust me, it's there. All right, 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, time for the high-low game. Taylor Swift played her final show of the Eras Tour last night. In total, she played 127 shows. Is that too high or too low?
I'm going to say too low.
Too low is right. 149 shows, 51 cities, 21 countries. Gave out almost $200 million in bonuses to her staff. Everyone from T-shirt sellers to physical therapists.
Nice.
Everybody got some money. Anyway, 3-2, Tammy. Lindsay Lohan has a new holiday movie on Netflix, but it's best known for the roles like she played in Mean Girls. In Mean Girls, what are the cast sing at the Christmas talent show? Is it Jingle Bells, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or Jingle Bell Rock?
Jingle Bell Rock.
That is right. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, a bûche de Noël is a typical Christmas dessert in Western Europe that also has what name?
Figgy pudding. I don't know.
It's called a Yule log.
Oh.
And I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that. I did not write that question. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say it. My friend Sam did. She's been helping out. And
we'll have to have a talk with Sam.
So, today we finish with a score. the text will be coming soon. 4-2, Tammy. So, Robin, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Next summer, you will be going to see Keith Urban at his High and Alive World Tour, July 26th at the Intuit Dome.
Woohoo! That's going to be awesome.
Robin, have a wonderful day today. Drive safely. In the meantime, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Robin in El Cajon, and I flunked out at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Safe to say we are in the customer service business.
Sure. Absolutely.
And that means when you are servicing a customer, sometimes you'll get complaints about your service. And we'd like to hear what people have complained about you for at your job in customer service. 833-287-1037. The reason that this is coming up is because we've been complained about recently.
Mm-hmm, a couple of times.
A young woman was pretty disturbed at the KSON Country Christmas show this past Saturday. In her opinion, she felt that there was no Christmas music being played, and she left, I'm going to go ahead and say, in a huff, and then left a pretty in-a-huff type message on our socials. And you know what? She does have a point.
Well,
there was the name Christmas in the title of the show, KSON's Country Christmas, and there wasn't any Christmas music being played.
Well, that's not entirely true. Because she left early, and Megan Maroney did do some Christmas songs, so she left.
Okay, well, anyway, she did have a right to complain.
Mean, yeah, no, it's fine.
And we're never going to be able to please everybody all the time.
That is true, 100%.
833-287-1037. How have you been complained about at your job? But this one I really love. Well, Tammy was so angry last week when we received an email from PETA. Not Peter. PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals complaining about Tammy's, well, the turkey killer.
Yes.
The turkey killer she's married to.
Okay, yes. My husband wanted a fresh turkey for Thanksgiving this year and got one from a very small family farm that raises these turkeys. And this person was very upset that we talked about it and actually said that John was horrified by the whole thing.
Right, let's pump the brakes there, PETA. Yeah. Now, while I did say that I would never just kill my own turkey, I was also licking gravy off my fingers from the turkey I did eat. So let's pump the brakes as far as how horrified I was. Yeah. I'm aware of the food that I eat and how it's made.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
So
horrified.
All right. Yes. Yeah. So they kind of got that wrong a little bit.
No, here's what they did. And I'm not going to bash PETA, but I'm going to go ahead and bash them. Here's what they did. Somebody who is a member of PETA, and that's fine if you are. I mean, my daughters are both vegans. I get it. Okay. They contacted the headquarters nationwide. This person that emailed us doesn't listen to our show.
Right.
Clearly pretended to listen to our show via the email and how it was worded, mm-hmm. and took our, I mean, I'm not going to say fame, but our loud mouths, yes. and the reach that our loud mouths have to take advantage of pushing their agenda, which is fine. That's how they exist. That's how they've been such a long-running organization. But I wasn't horrified, okay?
No.
And pretty sure I'm going to be eating a turkey again pretty soon.
Well, they had all kinds of suggestions on how to veganize to not have turkey, John, if
it's
you
adorable.
Want to be a part
it's
of
absolutely
that.
Absolutely
yeah.
adorable.
Yeah,
I passed it on to my daughters. They found it very helpful. And I'm not trying to condescend. Again, I have that lifestyle in my family. I mm-hmm. cater to that lifestyle. Yep. I have a V in my kitchen signifying I'm a vegan chef if I want to be.
Yes.
My daughters gave it to me. It was very important to them.
But you also love meat.
Don't get me started on being horrified. I wasn't horrified at all, Peter. Nice try, though. And I guess it worked because we're talking about you right now.
It's true.
833-287-1037.
Especially right now with people out doing things for the holidays or shopping. I mean, you must have had some pretty wild complaints, and we'd love to hear about
right,
them.
Right. And Peter, just before you start crafting the email, I will not eat a turkey this Christmas. I'll eat the hell of a cow, but not a turkey. Because on Christmas, I have prime rib.
Yes.
833-287-1037. The complaints that you've gotten at work. We've shared ours. Let's hear what you got. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
A couple of complaints coming our way recently after our Country Fest Christmas show. None of Christmas music was the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy's turkey-killing husband last week.
Oh, my God.
Got a complaint from an official complaint from PETA, of all places. 833-287-1037. So let's talk about people who've been complaining about Lisa in Oceanside at her job. Lisa, what do you do, first of all?
I am a rideshare driver.
Okay, and what's a complaint that you've had? That you're too nice? I have a feeling maybe you were too nice.
No, actually, the only time I've ever had a problem was I picked up a guy one night, and he was mad because I was listening to country music.
Oh. I hope you just dumped him out right on the street corner, because I would have done that.
What an important thing to get angry about. So, I mean, clearly this man had other issues, and the country music was maybe enhancing that. But what did you say when he told you, I'm so angry with this country music?
I actually reached up and turned the radio off, and that made him even more mad.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Some people you just can't win, right?
Exactly. That's the only time I've ever put anybody out of my car.
Oh, you kicked him out. Good for you. I bet that affected your rating a bit, though, didn't it?
I don't care.
Oh, man.
Good for you. Good for you. By the way, it's your car. You know, people forget
exactly,
that.
That's what I told him.
Well, and here's the deal. Every ride share I've been in, every one of them has said, is this music okay with you? And I'm always like, it's your car, bro. Do whatever you want to do. But I always appreciate that. I've never, ever... I'm actually thankful for the ride myself. So I'm more concerned about getting where I want to be on time, not what you're jamming to. But whatever. Everyone's got issues, I guess, Lisa. You listen to what you want to listen to. Drive safely and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Bye, Lisa. I had a rideshare driver once, and she was telling us that she was new with her radio, and she didn't quite understand it. And she's like, I hope you don't mind what's on. And it was rap, and then it became really, really hardcore rap.
Okay.
That had some words that she actually said, oh my. And one of the people was riding with, I think it was Don. He's like, do you mind if I change the radio? She's like, oh, please do.
So highly offensive is what you're saying.
Highly offensive. Okay. Oh my.
Oh my.
All right. Shannon in Oceanside, what are you doing? What was the latest complaint you had?
When I was a waitress, I called somebody hun because I don't know everybody's name. And he wrote on my receipt, don't call me honey.
Oh, God. Get over yourself,
no
bro.
No kidding. That is a default by me. I say it all the time. I don't mean anything disrespectful.
I like it. It's not disrespectful at all. You go up to the guy and go, hey, man, what's up, yeah. Then it's... Then it's offensive.
Like, but what if I were to be like old man? You know what I mean? Hey, old man.
You have no right to say that to you.
Thanks, Shannon. Oh, my God. Wow.
By the way, that comment's going to get some complaints probably. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I was wished tidings of comfort and joy yesterday while I was shopping.
Okay.
Or in his case, I was wished peace and love from a 60s hippie man.
True. Were you in a surf shop?
I was not. I was in a grocery store.
Okay.
And I had a bag of like 6 or 7 things.
Okay.
And I sensed somebody behind me.
Uh-huh.
I turned around and it's this, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Dude looked like Santa Claus if Santa Claus was at a Grateful Dead show.
Okay.
I
can picture that.
Right?
Yes.
And he goes,
do you smell like patchouli?
No, he was holding a case of Modelo.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, bro, I'll give you a beer if you let me go ahead of you in line. And I'm like, deal.
Yeah, right?
And then he goes, oh, I was only joking about the beer part. And I was like, oh, were you? So I looked at his case of beer, and I had I didn't have a lot either, but I only had 6 things. And he goes, the reason why, bro, is that I have to get my buddy to the airport. We have to leave by 1, man. And so I'm like, okay.
So he's downing a case of Modelo before he goes?
I'm sure he wasn't drinking the beer on the way to the airport. I'm sure he had the beer for another occasion. No, it wasn't my business. He just needed to get out of there.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's really okay. He's like, man, that is super, super cool. Then he puts the beer on the counter. He turns around and he goes, as they say in my time, peace and love, bruh. And... Walks away. I just felt good.
I want to know if he was going to the airport, what he needed a case of beer for beforehand.
Maybe he owed the buddy a case of beer. I don't know, Tammy.
Oh, I'm curious.
You never picked up something on the grocery store on the way to go do something else that you don't need for that something else you just need?
I guess.
Okay. The beer wasn't the point. Well, yes, I guess it was the point because he asked me offered me a beer. But
and he didn't give you one.
I don't think he was expecting me to call him on it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I'll take a beer. Yeah. He's, I've overstepped my boundary. I immediately regret that. I was only joking. But I just loved his vibe. And maybe he did kind of have a more of an earthy, not at all unpleasant, but earthy kind of odor to him. Just like the guy just lives off the land, bruh. Drinking my Modelo, taking my buddy to the airport.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he probably wasn't taking off on a flight. He was just taking
his buddy. I had to take my buddy to the airport. I have to leave by 1, bruh. Did you not listen?
Yes.
Okay. You were stuck on me not getting the beer. You never mess with a Wisconsin girl and beer.
No.
Okay. I don't know, man. That might have been
I'd have been like, dude, come on. You said.
Don't you know I'm from Wisconsin? You never say that to a Wisconsinite. Never tease with beer.
No.
So, hippie Santa, I don't know where you're at. Don't know where your buddy was flying to, but thank you for making my day yesterday by wishing me peace and love, bruh.
So you didn't get a beer from him.
No.
But you are going to get Christmas cookies. Producer Jessica brought some in, so at 8:35, we're going to see how she did. She promised us really good Christmas cookies.
We'll let you know if they're really good. 833-287-1037. It's time to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Keith Urban is coming to L.A. next summer. You will be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Win or lose, that's the prize. Win, you have $100 as well. For Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Brittany, who's in El Cajon. What's going down, Brittany?
Good morning.
Hey, Brittany, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of here?
Bye-bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Bye-bye. Just got all in sync all of a sudden. Brittany,
that
I got 5
radio station.
What was that?
I said that's the wrong radio station.
I can sing in sync if I want to, madam. Oops, sorry. Brittany, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also reminds you, Brittany, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
True or false, Barbie holds the record for the most Golden Globe nominations for a comedy or musical film in award show history.
False.
Katie Holmes set the record straight, slamming completely false stories about her daughter Suri's finances. Who is Suri's famous dad?
I don't know.
Time for the high-low game. Gallup reports shoppers will buy more gifts online this year than previous. Is the percentage of online shoppers who will purchase all of their gifts online higher or lower than 25%?
Higher.
Fill in the blank. Bad Moms and A Bad Mom's Christmas stars Katherine Hahn, Mila Kunis, and who?
Cameron Diaz.
And finally, in the Christmas classic Jingle Bell Rock, where are they dancing?
No clue.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. Brittany, what you got going on today?
I actually am clocking in for work as we speak.
And what do you do?
I work for a filter company.
Brittany did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Tammy, true or false, Barbie holds the record for the most Golden Globe nominations for a comedy or musical film in award show history.
I'm going to say true because they usually don't get any.
It was true until yesterday when Emilia Perez had a record-breaking morning. Netflix film landed 10 Golden Globe nominations, the most nominated comedy or musical film in the award show history. Selena Gomez is in that, and she got nominated as well. She got 2 Golden Globe nominations, did Selena Gomez. All right, it is 1-0 Brittany, because Brittany said false. Good job, Brittany. Katie Holmes set the record straight, slamming completely false stories about her daughter Suri's finances. Who is Suri's famous dad?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Brittany didn't know. 1-1. Timmy, time for the high-low game. Gallup reports shoppers will buy more gifts online this year than previous. Is the percentage of online shoppers who will purchase all their gifts online higher or lower than 25%?
I'm going to say higher. They're fun questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're only fun if you get them right.
No, it's just they're guessing.
Lower, only 6% will do all of their gift shopping online. So far, I've only done shopping online.
Me too.
Okay, so it's still 1-1. Tammy didn't like that question. Let's let the record show.
Just because it's a guess. Nobody
okay,
knows.
Yeah, that's what most answers are, guesses. Okay. Tammy, fill in the blank. Bad Moms and A Bad Mom's Christmas stars Katherine Hahn, Mila Kunis, and whom?
What's her name? Good Lord. Why am I having a hard time with her name? She's in The Good Place. She's in, oh my God, Kristen Bell.
There you go.
God. Like,
come on. All right. Yeah. Kristen Bell. So now it's 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, in the Christmas classic Jingle Bell Rock, where are they dancing?
Oh, gosh. I don't know why I have the Jingle Bell Square in my head.
You should. That's right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Today, Brittany, Tammy wins by a score of 3-1 as they are dancing in Jingle Bell Square. No money from Tammy for you today, but we have a great prize.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Keith Urban. He's going to be at the Intuit Dome July 26th with his High and Alive World Tour.
Nice.
Brittany, enjoy that. An early Christmas present from John and Tammy. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to say this. Hi, I'm Brittany in El Cajon.
Hi, I'm Brittany in El Cajon. And I thumped out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All right, before we start, I have been handed a notice from KSON lawyers in 2024. It's unacceptable to address you as babe or sugar. Sorry. Sorry, George Strait. But it does kind of make sense as Jessica is debuting her brand new Christmas cookie that she said she wouldn't make this year, but did anyway.
Yes.
I'm going through a bunch of different recipes. I have some more that I'll be bringing in later this week.
Okay, so we're your guinea pigs. We're okay with that.
Yeah, so you're being all the guinea pigs this year. So
those are huge cookies, Jessica.
Well, these ones spread a lot. I like these ones. I love the flavor of them, but they spread really easily.
Cinnamon roll. Okay.
Yeah. It tastes very cinnamony.
Yeah. They're both going to be kind of cinnamony cookies today.
Okay.
Any thought of topping these with a light cream cheese frosting, a.k.a. a cinnamon roll?
I'm not a fan of putting frosting on cookies. It gets messy so quick. Yeah. I like a cookie that's all together.
Jessica's not a fan of fun. I see.
Okay. I love fun. Frosting,
come on, sugar.
Frosting becomes a whole thing, man. And then we also have, these are the brown butter cinnamon crinkle cookies, which browning butter... Tip for anybody that might be a novice baker.
Okay.
Browning butter is amazing.
Yes.
It tastes so different.
I just read a story about some kind of recipe, and they were talking about browned butter. And once you use it, you may never go back to regular butter again.
Yeah, it's really hard to do anything without the brown butter.
What makes this a crinkle cookie?
I believe it's when you roll it in powdered sugar, and then it kind of crinkles at the top.
Okay, well, here we go. I'm trying this one now.
They're a little dense.
Okay, so am I.
I love a brown butter.
I think I like the other one the best.
Yeah, I do too. They're both good, but yeah. I like the first one better.
Yeah, I think the crinkle ones were great when they were first out of the oven, but they didn't.
They seem not sweet enough, number one.
Yeah.
And a little floury.
Yeah.
And I found them not crinkly at all.
No crinkles.
No crinkle whatsoever.
I'm disappointed, though, that I didn't have more for you guys today. I was going to bring a couple more, but I didn't have time. Dude. So you're going to have more later this week.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Can
just
you believe,
occasionally bring them in.
Can you hang on for one second? Can you believe she didn't bring us more cookies from home? My goodness.
Stop it. You're getting us in the holiday spirit. That's
I
what I am.
I'm going to give the cinnamon roll cookie an A-.
Okay.
I'm going to give the brown butter crinkle cut cookie a solid B.
Yeah.
Mm. And a more C on the crinkle.
Wow. That's rude.
No, I give the first one an A+, though.
Okay.
I love that one. Second one.
Thank you, Jessica. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
So there was a time when John and I both had younger children, and we were running around doing tons of things for work and tons of things for our kids, and it was just something that you did.
Yeah, the kids, oddly enough, didn't have any care what time we woke up in the morning, how busy we were at work, or even when we got home. They just wanted you now, now.
So, Greg, you had a pretty good weekend starting off Friday night.
I was at Legoland on Friday night.
Let's preface that. Thursday and Friday working
during the radiothon.
Country Cares for Kids radiothon.
Okay, so Thursday, Friday, the radiothon.
Yep.
Friday night.
Yep, up in Carlsbad at the tree lighting ceremony and Legoland.
Saturday, we had our KSON Country Christmas show.
Yep.
Behind the scenes for that, Greg is also our music director. Mm-hmm. So Greg has to kind of like, you know, dote on the artists and their people, quote unquote, make sure they're all happy. Greg's the guy who does all the, kind of like the cruise director for the town.
Before that, we went to SeaWorld.
Well, wait a second, you went to SeaWorld and then you did the show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute. So, Radiothon 2 days.
Yeah.
Legoland Friday night, SeaWorld on Saturday, later in the day off to Oceanside for KSON Country Christmas.
Yeah.
And then what did you do on Sunday?
Sunday we went to Disneyland.
Shut up.
We did not.
Are
we
you
did a whole. No, it was my sister was in town. Her husband is doing some training out on Coronado, and she has a 1-year-old baby. And I was with my family last week in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
She flew back with us and was staying with us for the week.
Okay.
So I had a whole thing planned for her when she was out here visiting.
That throws something even more into the mix. Yeah. He had a house guest.
Yes.
Out of town.
Yes.
So you're catering to people the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so, how old are you? Seriously, are you 16?
Yeah, exactly. I wish.
Where did you get the energy to do all that? I'm still tired today.
I know, me too.
My dogs are barking right now.
So, Greg, actually coming in and doing your show is probably like a peaceful moment for you.
It is. I have my coffee. I have my little space. I do everything. And it's my time. It's
How long were you at Disneyland for on Sunday?
Oh, we left at 8 and got back at 8.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, did you sleep in any of that time period?
Yeah, we got a little bit of sleep in. But I'll tell you, it was totally worth it because my older daughter's 3, and she can actually get it now.
Yeah.
And it was just, I've been to Disney several times now, and it was the best time.
Well, now you're seeing it through her eyes,
yeah,
which is completely different.
It was just just I would have to add a few more to the old St. Jude cry chart because it was really magical. It was really great.
Is it from emotion or just being tired?
I'm so tired, John. I'm just so tired.
Nah, it's going to be a dad.
Wow. It's really great.
I don't want to complain about being tired anymore after hearing that week.
No wonder you're so skinny.
Yeah, right.
You're getting 80,000 steps a day.
I don't work out anymore, but I do. It just kind of happens, you know, throughout the day, right?
Okay. Well, man, props to you. Mad respect. I couldn't move yesterday. I can't believe that. I didn't have half the schedule that you had.
What are you giving away today, Greg?
Oh, I've got tickets to Boots in the Park, 12:20 in the KSON Lunchtime Link. Listen to 3 songs, tell me what link them together, and you are in.
Boom. Thanks, Greg. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.